Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Kehilim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Ruschas Asbas Rachol, Shishi B'Zeichet Avayin, Rezivik Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Now from the beginning of the Masechta, up until now, we've been learning of different levels of Tumah. So once we're on that topic, the Mishnah now tells us, Eser Kedusha is Hain. There's 10 different levels of Kedusha, starting with the lightest, Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshes Mekal Ratzais. Eretz Yisrael is more holy than all other lands, and Umayik Dishasa, what makes it more Kadosh? Shemivin Mimen Ha'omer, Vabikur Mushte Alechem, Masha'in Mivin Mekal Mekal Ratzais. In Eretz Yisrael, we bring the carbon omer, which is the barley carbon that's brought the second day of Pesach. We also bring bikurim, first fruits only come from Eretz Yisrael, and the shtel lechem, which is a carbon that's brought on Shavuos, that's also brought only from Eretz Yisrael. None of these exist in all other lands. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, going on to another level of Kedusha, Ayars HaMakavos Chayim Mekdashes Mimena, the cities in Eretz Yisrael, which had a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they're more Mekudosh than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What is their Kedusha? Shemeshalchan Mitachas HaMetzorayim, if a person has Saras, they get sent out of these cities. We know that the Pasuk tells us that a Mitzayra has to be sent out of camp. Now that camp in the Pasuk is referring to the Midbar. Now once they're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Midbar, so what's the camp that they're sent out of? That's a walled city. People have Tzaras have to be sent out of these walled cities. And also, we're not allowed to have Tumas Mace inside the city. Now if the Tuvei Ha'ir, the Chashiv people who run the city, they're the ones who are in charge, the Askanim, the Rabbanim, they decide they want to bury somebody inside the city, that's okay, that's fine. Now that being said, the Mishnah tells us, Umesavin L'Sechon Mace Ad Sheyirtzu, they're allowed to carry around a mace inside the walled city as much as they want. Meaning if one of the residents of the city was inside and he died, so they don't have to take him out right away. It's okay for him to stay there and they're allowed to move him around. Maybe they're going to decide to bury him inside the city. That would be okay. However, Yatza, once this mace was brought out of the walled city, Ein Machzir Noisoi, he's not going to be brought back in. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.